Okay, so how do we say hello in Portuguese?
Oi. Oi can be used any time of the day or night. It's a simple greeting when you meet or see someone.
But I also hear it used just to get someone's attention. Kind of like hey in English.
That's right. It's all about voice tone. When you say oi, then it's more like hello. But if you say oi, then it's more like hey.
Cool. So what does eu mean?
Good question. Eu means I, as in I am tall, and it's used in the same way as the English I.
In our conversation, this word was coupled with sou, which means am, and together they mean I am.
That's right. This is a simple and appropriate way to introduce yourself in Portuguese. The word order is the same as English too, which makes it easier.
Yes, it is. And to complete the phrase, you just insert your name. Eu sou... blank.
Brazilians will also normally repeat your name after you say it, kind of like a courtesy. Have you noticed that?
I have, but they usually don't do it with me.
I bet they don't. Your name is strange to Brazilians.
That's true. So, this last bit.
Prazer em conhecê-lo and prazer em conhecê-la.
Right. Both phrases mean nice to meet you.
Yes.
Are they polite phrases?
Quite. Sometimes people shorten them to just prazer, which is a bit more casual, but still appropriate in many situations.
So, why are there two phrases, and why is the only difference between the two of them an A and an O?
Great question. There are two different phrases because of Portuguese gender agreement. If you're greeting a woman, you would say prazer em conhecê-la.
But if you're greeting a man, you say
prazer em conhecê-lo.
So, the lo means you're talking to a man, and the la means you're talking to a woman, right?
Right.
Well, that's easy. So, is it always the same?
What do you mean?
Let's say I'm in a group and someone is introducing me to each member of the group. Would I still say prazer em conhecê-lo or just prazer?
It's hard to say. The best tip is just to do what they do. If they say prazer, then reply with prazer. If they say prazer em conhecê-lo, you should respond with that. Just go with their rhythm.
Rhythm? That's important in Portuguese.
Yes, it is. You know, you could say prazer em conhecê-los.
What does that mean?
Nice to meet you. Just in a plural sense. You know, for greeting a group as a whole.
So, when you put an S on the end, it makes it plural.
Yes, it's kind of like saying, nice to meet all of you.
That's good to know.
Just remember that if the group is all women, then you need to say prazer em conhecê-los. Because it's a feminine group. If it's all men, or both men and women, you can say prazer em conhecê-los.
Thanks for that clarification.
Well, how was that? I hope it wasn't too scary.
I don't think so. It was a piece of cake. Hey, how do you say piece of cake in Portuguese?
Mamão com açúcar, which in English is...
papaya with sugar.
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
Oi, eu sou Tom Gibson. Prazer em conhecê-la.
Eu sou Luciana Santos. Prazer em conhecê-lo.
Practice with the review track.
Oi.
Hello. Hi.
Eu.
I.
Sou.
Am. Pleasure.
Prazer.
In or on.
Em.
To know, to get to know.
Conhecer.
Basic Bootcamp Season 1, Lesson 2, Basic Portuguese Word Order.
In this lesson, you learn basic word order and how to talk about nationality.
Our conversation takes place in an airport.
And the conversations between Alexander and Carol.
They've just met,